It used to be thought that acute mental stress wasn't that bad for the heart, but over the years the experts have changed their minds and people do have heart attacks when their team loses the grand final. But acute stress could also be a way of measuring your degree of heart disease and future risk. A group at Emory University in the United States has been trying out public speaking, pretty much like a medical test for your risk of developing what's called myocardial ischemia, a shortage of blood to the heart. Viola Vaccarino is Professor of Cardiovascular Research at Emory.
Thank you so much for having me.
Which kind of stress were you looking at in this study?
So we used this particular protocol called mental stress testing, which is based on a public speaking task. And public speaking in presence of an audience, so there is kind of an evaluative component to it. It's not just the act of speaking in public, but also the fact of not getting a good feedback because the audience around the patient were people that the patient didn't know and they didn't respond, didn't smile, and they looked a little bit...
Worst audience that you could imagine for a public speech. Right.
Exactly. One could think of this as acute stress. But what we think that this test does is actually to understand the responses to stress that people have actually in everyday life. Because this is a stress in the laboratory, of course. So something that could be perhaps criticized for our study, because this is an artificial stressor done in the laboratory. How does that relate to people's lives? We think that this method actually allows us to examine how patients react to stress, the two stressors that perhaps occur in everyday life. And perhaps these recurrent responses have a cumulative effect in the long term, every day.
So even though it's got a different source from the chronic stress we're talking about, it's still repeated stress, which is battering, in theory, battering away at your arteries and your heart or your brain.
We think that this is a way that we can actually uncover the vulnerability that some people may have in their responses to stress in everyday life.
And so you compared these people who had the mental stress to people who'd had physical stress in a standard exercise stress test that you might have from any cardiologist.
Yes, but what we were really interested in is the phenomenon of mental stress-induced ischemia. So all the patients underwent myocardial perfusion imaging after the mental stress test. And then they came in a separate day to have a regular stress test, like a treadmill stress test, just as a comparison, where a patient developed ischemia during mental stress. And we looked at differences in the rate of cardiac events and death over the follow-up.
And what did you find?
And then we found that those patients who developed mental stress ischemia, it was about 17% of the sample, had more than twice an increased rate of subsequent cardiac events and cardiac death over 5 years of follow-up. And we took into account those patients who had ischemia also with a regular stressor, like an exercise stress test. So the relationship that we found with ischemia induced by mental stress, it was not the same phenomenon as the ischemia provoked by a physical stressor.
So you found that if you got shortage of blood to the heart during the acute mental stress, it predicted events in the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Was it a better test of your outcome compared to the exercise stress test, which has been quite controversial?
Actually, the association was stronger. Those patients who only had mental stress ischemia had a higher risk than those who did not have mental stress ischemia, just had exercise stress ischemia. It's an important indicator of a risk. This is an important phenomenon that we need to evaluate better. We need to be able to include in some way in our clinical assessments. The way it is devised right now, it's not feasible in a busy clinical setting. But what we are now doing is studying correlates of this particular way we stress patients that perhaps could be easier to do.
What most cardiologists would do is if they got a positive stress test, particularly if it's using echocardiography, in other words, an ultrasound of the heart rather than an ECG, they would then probably refer on to hit an angiogram of the heart to see where the blockage might be. If you got a positive mental stress test, would you say that that's similarly an indication to actually see what's going on in the arteries of the heart?
Well, no, we think actually the mechanisms are in large part different, because mental stress-induced ischemia is less strongly related to obstructive coronary artery disease than the regular ischemia. So that means that probably a major mechanism behind this phenomenon is microvascular.
So in other words, your stress hormones are squeezing the tiny vessels in the heart, right, which are not necessarily blocked, but they may be diseased. Right. But there's not much you can do for it apart from getting your cholesterol down, your blood pressure down, not smoking. It's a lifestyle thing to actually correct those.
Yes, and there may be therapeutic ways that we can manage this.
Now, this phenomenon of small blood vessels in the heart being the problem rather than big ones is also thought to be behind a lot of coronary heart disease in women. Was this stronger in women than in men in your sample?
So indeed, we found that women have much higher rate of mental stress-induced ischemia than men. In terms of follow-up, the effect was actually slightly less in women than in men, although, you know, the study was really not designed to look at sex differences, and we did a lot of comparisons, so those results are preliminary. And also, we think that we need better ways to measure microvascular disease induced by mental stress in order to really go after the risk in women.
So meantime, get all your risk factors down, try and manage your stress levels, and keep listening to the Health Report. We'll bring you back on, Viola, when you've got further results.
That will be great.
Viola Vaccarino is Professor of Cardiovascular Research at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia.